Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, April the 10th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page, over to the left, under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at the show for today. Well, Hitler and Goebbels understood that the strongest and most renewable emotion in mankind is fear. So I'm going to talk about how that impacts our decision-making to open the show. You know, the media became co-conspirators by repeating the previously established rhetoric. So now we have the war on terrorism, following exactly the same precepts as Hitler and Goebbels did back in the 1930s. So then I'm going to talk about some advice, what to do with this global pandemic. Remember that the global food supply chain is incredibly complex and not especially resilient. So do remember, stock up on food and remain stocked up. Well, then we're going to see why and what made the whole situation so chaotic. And we're going to compare it with the Great Depression, where you will see huge differences. And it's all to do with education, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid. Then I'm going to talk about Venezuela, and in fact, it's getting worse there. People described it as barely surviving when they started covering the story in 2018. And by 2019, the situation had degenerated. And last year, the New York Times estimated that 4 million Venezuelans had packed up, with some of them even forced to leave their children behind with grandparents. So there's quite a lot to say about that, and it's quite a harrowing story, but it's one which I think gives rise to a feeling that I have that people in the United States should be trying to follow the Venezuelans' example, but keeping one jump ahead, if you like. Then there are some absolutely appalling statistics that I shall bring you about US healthcare. The US was rated 69th worldwide in terms of quality of healthcare, and the statistics are really quite dreadful. So You will want to hear those. Then I will talk about how the Fed, or the Federal Reserve, the country's central bank, is now no longer just a lender of last resort. It is a bad bank. And I will describe that and tell you what that means and how very alarming that situation is. Then I'm going to talk about why America hates Russia. It's not quite what you think. It's got nothing to do with communism or socialism or the Bolsheviks or the Soviets or whatever. There are completely different issues at stake. And finally, we're going to go back to Venezuela, and I'm going to talk in more detail about the lies and the threats and the nonsense that the American government talks about the Venezuelan people that they couldn't care less about. Neither could they care about drug traffickers. All the drugs come from Colombia, not Venezuela, and the Americans love Colombia, so that doesn't really work out, does it? So I hope you will enjoy the show, and for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or something similar, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free, select any of the 3 shows from my Podbean archives. And if you don't have any preferences, then I highly recommend the latest 3 because I deal a lot with current events, and you'll be aware of the current events, so you'll have a better chance of seeing how I deal with them with those current events fresh in your mind. Okay, let me finish with my contact information, my email, which is on my Podbean page at the top, but here it is again anyway if you want to write it down. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, my name, Martin, and 1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as I think many of you know. My Facebook page is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Now that's all one word, no punctuation, no spaces, lowercase, Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Okay? My Twitter address, very simply, www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation, just my initials, RM Wake Up Call. Okay? So with that, this is Richard Martin from the Wake Up Call, wishing you a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back again on Monday with another synopsis. So until then, ladies and gentlemen, take care. Bye-bye.